Cannon through the bathroom window. Went to buy a silver spoon. But now she sucks her thumb and wonders how the banks of her own lagoon.
Ow!
She said she'd always been a dancer.
Talking windows at Rosie on the House. Let's bring Carol back in the conversation. I'm so sorry. You think after doing this show for 28 years, I could time my calls better, but I took Carol too close to the bottom of the hour break. Thank you all for holding. Carol, you can go ahead and turn your radio back down because we have you back on. And we've got a home in East Tucson, masonry, flat roof, built in the 70s, replaced windows with some vinyl windows. And the rest of the story is what, Carol?
Well, I'm out front watering my plants. I'm not even near my radio. I turned it off when I called you guys.
Good but for you. Okay.
The problem is that her home, she has a small, it's got small bedrooms. So she had four bedrooms in a small 1,300, 1,400 square foot home. She had to close off three of those bedrooms, including the master bedroom, and sleep in one of the guest bedrooms because they were too cold. She had a new air conditioning unit and a new furnace put in her home shortly after she moved in, because she didn't want a swamp cooler, and because she moved in there in July or August. It was, well, you know how it is.
Okay.
So she did that, but I don't know if it's the air conditioning that's a problem or the windows that are a problem, because when I went in the rooms with her shortly after New Year's, it was freezing in there, and the vents were still open for the furnace to blow air in there. So I don't know what the deal is.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Carol, do you think
they are double pane.
Okay. Do you think your friend would be comfortable if I came by the house either Thursday or Friday? I'm going to be in Tucson Thursday and Friday.
Actually, probably so.
Let me.
I think she's off on Thursday and Friday.
I think she's got multiple things working against her. 1970s home in Tucson, flat roof, masonry, no insulation in exterior walls, very little to no insulation in the roof. Evap cooled with a furnace. We've probably got some failure in the ductwork systems. We're probably going to have to take a look at the whole house. We're going to look at the whole. We're going to look at it holistically, and I'll just put the old evil eye on it, and I think I'll be able to come up with a few recommendations for us. So my wife Jennifer is going to pick you back up, get your contact information, and then I'll carve out time to stop at her house while I'm in Tucson. I hope when she said East Tucson, she didn't mean Ajo.
Too late now.
No, East Tucson would be Benson.
The other way.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we're here with Don Foster, owner of the Mountain West string of stores for Pella Windows, as well as Matt Lacko, regional sales manager for Pella. We're talking about glazing options. We started our conversation talking about single pane. Then we go to dual pane. Then we go to the low E. And now, what's left? Where can you go from there?
You got low E and you got the argon fill glass, so that helps with all of that. But then you hear a lot of people talking about triple pane.
You do.
And you hear a lot of the, oh, we got this triple pane package, especially for Arizona. And really, when you go to triple pane, if you've got a good dual pane with the low E coatings, with the argon fill glass, triple pane is not going to give you any much more. I mean, for the price and what you're doing, it's not going to give you that added energy efficiency you're looking for. So really, a triple pane is more about sound reduction and helping with noise. So if you got a noisy neighbor or you got a busy street behind you, that's probably the area you'd go to for when you start looking at noise reduction.
That's the only time I ever have homeowners even consider triple pane, is if we're trying to accomplish an acoustic solution.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the advances we've made with glass and the glass packages, the way they're sealed up today, you see a lot less of the seal failures. And then going to a triple pane, like I said, you don't really get that much more energy efficiency for the cost. But for noise reduction, sure, it's a definite solution for that.
And we can get sound-reducing dual pane as
absolutely.
Well. How do you do that?
The biggest thing you want to look for is sound waves. And so what you're trying to do is break up that sound wave. So if you change the size of the glass, so a 3 millimeter versus and a 5 millimeter, if you package that together in the dual pane, that helps a lot. And then you can also do a laminate glass, similar to what you might see in a windshield, that laminate glass between. And that's going to help break up that sound wave and reduce the noise that's coming in.
Every time a sound wave has to pass through a material, it has to change forms. And every time it changes forms, it loses energy.
That's right.
So it hits that outside glass, then it hits the vinyl lining, and it's had to change twice now before it hits the air gap where it has to change again.
Yep.
And now we're asking it to go through a different thickness of glass on the backside, so it has to change again. So you've knocked the energy out of that sound wave. And as long as we've got good, tight ceiling windows and the sound waves aren't coming in around the bad weather stripping.
That's exactly right.
We've done a great job in knocking down a lot of the sound.
Yep.
Yeah, because typically when you're talking about insulating glass, you know, the interior and exterior panel are the same width, whether it's 3 millimeter, 3 millimeter or 4 millimeter, depending on the size of the overall insole unit.
Yeah.
And it really acts like a tuning fork. So the yes. outside the outside pane starts vibrating, and because the interior panel of glass is the exact same dimension, it resonates the sound much more easily through the entire unit. The other downside about triple glazing is for anybody who has picked up a single pane of float glass, it is very heavy. So when you're adding a third layer of glass in there, and that window is operable in any way, whether it's a casement crankout style or vertical slider, that adds a tremendous amount of weight to all of the components that really support that and operate that.
Okay. We're going to run up the highway here to Prescott Valley. We've got Dan calling with an older home listening on KQNA, the talk of the Quad Cities. Good morning, Dan. How can we help you?
Good morning, Rosie. I have a house that's about 15 years old, and two windows on the east side and one window on the south side have lost their seals, and I'm wondering if that creates a big problem. I'm also thinking resale value. If I put the house on the market, they're obviously going to want those windows fixed. Am I really looking at the whole re-window project on the whole place? Or?
No, you may not. Depending on the manufacturer of the window itself, they can actually just break the pane, take the window pane out of the sash, manufacture the new window pane, and put it back in.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to replace the whole window. Now, Dan, where are you in the Quad City area?
In Prescott.
Okay, right in Prescott. You know, there's the Pella installation specialist up in the Quad City areas is Jeff Edwards with Triple E Construction.
Okay.
Call Jeff and tell him we talked on the radio and I recommended you give him a call. Romy, did you happen to pull his number?
778-3056.
There you go, Dan. Yeah, there's actually a company in Maricopa County that says they can clean the inside. When you have a failed seal, you've lost some performance of the window itself, the insulation value. But really the downside is all the condensation that gets in there and brings the mineral deposits, and now you can never have a clean window because you can't get in between the glass and clean the inside. What do you call it? The inboard paint? The inboard? Mm-hmm. The inboard side of the outboard pane. So that gets all the mineral deposits on it, and you never have a clean window. That's the big downside for trying to resell. There's a company here in town called Squeaky Clean that says they can clean that and reseal it. We've seen before and after pictures. I can't testify to the longevity of the fix, but... Romy, how do you get in between those little pieces of glass and clean all that stuff in there?
Yeah, I was trying to find, because they used to have videos posted that
Mike?
Gave a good demonstration. So if you have fog in the middle of the glass, they drill a hole in the top, a hole in the bottom, and you know one's sucking and one's blowing, and they clean the inside, and then it's got this seal that seals it all up.
That's exactly what it is. I've seen a demonstration of it done. But
yeah.
To me, my argument is always, you're going to put your money into that, you're going to have to spend money on your windows eventually.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay.
Put it into new windows.
All right. Let's see if we can take Jim in Peoria real quick, and then we've got Jay in Santan Valley. Jim, what's your question real quick, my friend?
Right, good morning. Your thoughts on solar screens in front of two-pane windows, double-pane windows?
Okay, we're going to put you on hold. We'll answer that question. Sunscreens, guys. I would like to know if it's an operable window or not. Putting a sunscreen on an operable window may make it inoperable for the summer months.
Yeah, when you look at that, and we've replaced a lot of windows that had those on there, and my recommendation is always, hey, go 2 weeks with them not on there, and you'll see the difference. You'll feel the difference. because a lot of people just aren't. It's, you know, you got to see it to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've only put them back up twice, and it was more for privacy for the customer. So it really, if you get the right windows and they have the right low-E coatings and they're sealed up right, you're not going to need them.
And that's the key right there. If we've got the right window, it isn't nearly so critical. If we don't have the right window, taking the direct sun off of that window and off that window frame cuts 20 degrees just by itself. And, Jim, if you're getting sunscreens, get them so they cover the entire window, not just the glass. They need to cover the entire frame. And you want to make sure, and this is where most people get it wrong, they install the sunscreen with the spline that holds the screen to the frame against the window. You want the spline facing the sun, creating an air gap between the sunscreen and the window. That is accomplishing quite a bit as far as taking the direct heat off the frame and the glass. But if you have the right window, it isn't near so critical.
I would agree with that. And it, as from aesthetics, an aesthetic standpoint, the sunscreens take away a lot from the architectural beauty of an elevation of a house. It just covers up something that really can add to the look of the property.
Okay. Let's see if we can get to Jay in Santan Valley.
Good. Yeah, we have... glass block window, supposed glass block. It's actually plastic in one of the bathrooms, and one of the blocks has moisture in it. Is there, sounds like a repeat of the last question, but is there any way to take care of that, or is it going to be a big problem? We're probably going to be in the house forever, so.
Well, it all depends what your definition of big problem is. that glass block, if it has lost its seal somehow, some way, is going to have to be replaced, or you're just going to have to learn to live with the internal staining of it that is going to happen over time. There isn't any other way to repair it other than replace it. So is it a big problem? Well, you know, my thought is if it is the plastic style glass block, and depending on how much there is, do I wait for all of them to fail and replace them at once? If you're going to be in the house, like you say, forever, do I go back in with glass block, real glass block? Or do I go in with a window with an obscure glass if you need the privacy for that particular room? I will tell you this. Glass block are not particularly energy efficient. Many builders striving to achieve their ENERGY STAR accreditation for their homes have quit using glass block. Several manufacturers have quit using glass block because it is tough to get it energy efficient at all. Is that a fair analysis?
Yeah, that's spot on. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. And Romy wants us to break. Gosh, Romy, I was just getting ready to launch there, bud. I was just getting ready to launch. But we are running over, and we're going to take a quick break and be right back. Talking Windows with Dan Foster, Don Foster, and Matt Lacko of Pella Windows and Doors.